I want to give you girls a little bit more tips on how I manipulate men. And I told you girls, when you first meet a guy, listen to everything they're saying, because you can use their strength and their weaknesses against them. So for example, if they're a businessman and they're constantly bragging about how good they are, their businesses are going, you can say, babe, I know that you're struggling a little bit and I'm not too sure if you can help me out, but A, B, and C, D, this is what I need. They are gonna be triggered, they're gonna be like, wait, what do you mean, babe? I can help y'all. I'm not struggling financially. Like, what are you talking about? You are triggering emotion out of them to get something you want. Do you see where I'm coming? And you girls are like so scared. Y'all just have to be bold for this and make it sound very innocent. You do not want to offend him. We can do this with their baby voices. If he's a doctor, you can use his strengths against him. Like, he's super smart. You can say, babe, I know you're just a doctor, but do you know anything about this? He's gonna be like, yeah, just because I'm a doctor doesn't mean I don't know. He will give you full-on details on everything. He'll probably even do research to tell you about this topic. Like, use these guys' strengths to advantage to get what you want out of them. For example, if he's to say he's to have a really abusive dad, you can call him later on in the relationship. This is all fake. You can make up a fake ass story and be like, baby, I just got off the phone with my dad and he was yelling at me and he told me like he's not paying my car insurance anymore and I just don't know what to do. I don't know who to talk to. Do you have any advice? Now that he has that kind of connection with you and the dad relationship with his, he is going to step up and he's going to be like, well, babe, how much is it? How much is it? You know, like, are you okay? Yada, yada. It's all a big ass mind game. Yeah, use their strengths against them, their weaknesses against them. And even when I was telling you girls, like in the beginning, just listen to everything they're saying so you have an idea on who you're really talking to, how you can talk to them. Because it's just like very like reverse psychology. Think about it. You tell somebody they're not going to do something, they're going to do something to prove to you that they can, especially if they can do it. You know what I mean? And like, remember I told you girls, oh, boost the fuck out of their ego. The reason why I tell you girls to do that is because I want you girls to break their ego before you ask for something. So let's say before you ask for a phone or something to get paid, you can be like, babe, back then, did they have phones? So you can remind him that you're the prize and he's older than you. He's going to be like, oh, you know, yeah, this is that. And then you can ask him for something because now he's reminded, oh, she's the pretty girl here. I'm the one, you know, she's the prize. Got to put these guys in check sometimes.